Breakfast with Martin Vester.
Our very own Lisa Laurie, of course, as you saw there on screen, one of the presenters of this beautiful event. Everybody happy with the event, though? It went smoothly, it went beautifully.
Look, social media will always have their say. They will always have their say. Some people saying certain things about the production, about the girls, about the dresses. I thought it was exceptional. I thought it was really, 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 really well planned. But, yeah, just looking back as well, I couldn't really watch the pageant because I was working.
Of course.
I need to go and watch it.
I think the same is true for our very own new Miss South Africa, Zozibini Tunzi. Good morning, Miss SA.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
All right, thank you. Can you remember the moment?
Yes, definitely I can. I'm sure everyone was watching, so that I dropped to my knees, which was not the reaction I was hoping to have. I was hoping it would be prettier, but you know, it is what it is.
Do you almost rehearse in your head? How am I going to react if they call out my name? The new Miss South Africa, Zozibini Tunzi, and then...
I don't think you do. I was just laughing this morning, looking at my pictures, thinking, you know, Verna, our pageant coach, said, you must learn to cry with one eye so that when the pictures come, you have the prettiest picture. And you know, I had a whole month to rehearse on how to cry with one eye, and I did it.
You didn't. You definitely didn't.
So what does that mean? How do you cry with one eye?
So leave your eyebrows out of it.
Because I have no idea.
No frontier, and you're scrunching your face. So just let it do. Terrible. Remember Brooke Logan from The Bold and the Beautiful? Just the one tear. That's all.
I'm gonna rehearse that in a moment. Okay, Lisa's gonna teach me how to cry with eye. No, I'm fascinated. Listen to just in case you don't remember all of what happened, because in that moment there must have been tension, there must have been nerves. This is how it went down.
The 61st Miss South Africa title goes to Zozibini Tunzi.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
Amazing.
How proud is your family?
I think, you know, it's such a blessing to everyone, not to just myself, you know, my whole family. They were so flustered when they even had to do interviews, because, you know, these things, you don't really believe that they could happen to someone, you know, especially, you know, your child.
Sure.
And it's a dream come true for everyone. They're extremely proud.
We have so much to chat about.
Yes.
Obviously, Liesl being a former South Africa as well. I cannot wait to get both of you in one studio. Would you be so kind as to join us as our guest on Thursday on the show? I'm giving you a couple of days just to take it all in, to get everybody out of your face.
Yes.
And you're going to come in and just have a chat to us on Thursday. Is
Absolutely.
That okay?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Where are you from originally?
From the Eastern Cape, a small village there called Tolo Esdwadweni, so that's where I'm from.
Okay.
But I grew up in between there and another small town called Etujwa. That's where my mom is from, that's where she's lived all her life, and she's a school principal there,
Oh, that's so sweet, man. And were they up here for the pageant? Were they up here?
Yes, they were both here. They were sitting like right on the second row, and it was so funny because on the first scene when we came out, we had hoodies like all over our heads, and people couldn't really recognize our faces. Yes, but my parents saw me under the cape, and they were like, how? How can you see me?
Zozi, in the first round of judging, you said that your mom and your sisters, and you are very tight, and you just wanted to prove to them who the prettiest is. Do they get it now? Do you think they get the picture that you're the prettiest in the house?
They do, for sure.
And also, did you know you're going to win? Because I remember you from the top 35 judging. Were you confident then already, or was it a thing where you were like, I'm going to feel it out?
I don't think I ever knew I was going to win, because I'd met the caliber of girls and they were all amazing. And at that point, I thought, you know what, it's anyone's game, and whoever wins, South Africa is going to be very lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but you're always hoping that it's going to be you, you know. You have to be confident enough to want to know that it's going to be you.
I love the fact that you're that competitive. Because on Thursday, I'm going to compare you with Liesl.
What?
It's the obvious thing to do.
Never.
And then we'll see who's better.
I'm going to have to lose. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh.
She's a queen. She's a queen.
Oh. Zozi, we'll see on Thursday. Congratulations being the brand new Miss South Africa. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
See you Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
That's the brand new Miss SA, Zizzy Bini Tunzi, and she's our guest this Thursday. Don't miss out.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.